ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Thank you all. Please be seated. It is such a joy to welcome the NBA champs, the Miami Heat, to the White House. Glad you all are here. This is the Miami Heat's first NBA championship. I congratulate you on a tremendous achievement, even though you beat a Texas team. I can assure you, however, then Governor Bush, the governor of Florida, was thrilled, as were a lot of Florida fans. We've got a lot of members of the congressional delegation over here. We got you a senator here. We got Congresswoman Ross Lathian, Alcee Hastings, Robert Wexler, Andrew Crenshaw, Jeff Miller, Kendrick Meek, Ron Klein, and Tim Mahoney. Thank you all for coming. Most importantly, we got members of the Miami Heat family with us today. I'm really proud of Mickey Arison and Madeline, who's with us, as well as Nick. As you know, I used to be in pro sports. I never had the pleasure of winning anything. Must be pretty cool. I welcome Pat Riley, the president and head coach of the Heat. I welcome Randy Fun, the general manager. I want to thank all the folks who make the organization run, the equipment people, the people that figure out how to get you to the plane on time, the folks who never really get much credit for making a franchise become a franchise, and we welcome you all here. I want to say something to the spouses of the players. Welcome. You got a tough life in many ways with your spouse on the road all the time. And you deserve much of this championship as they do. And so we welcome you here to the White House as well. All the fans who are here, thanks for coming. These players did something that they weren't supposed to do. Remember, they went into the Eastern Conference Championship as the underdog. Nobody thought they could win. And then they get against the Mavericks, and they're two down and 13 points behind. With minutes remaining, 7 minutes remaining in the third game. In other words, they lose that game, it's over. They weren't supposed to win. And they did something no team has done in nearly 30 years, which is win four straight and become the NBA champs. And your fans are really proud of you. Still got it, don't you? This is a team with some of the NBA's bright stars. Dwayne Wade led the team in scoring. Most valuable player in the finals. He was on the Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated. All it said was Dwayne Wade plays to win. Unfortunately, he hurt his shoulder. I know a lot of NBA fans, whether they like the Heat or not, pulling for Dwayne to get back into action. We wish for speedy recovery. North take Alonzo Mourning. A lot of folks here in D.C. remember Alonzo Mourning. I don't know if the people understand it, but Alonzo had a kidney illness that a lot of folks said, well, he'll never get back on the court again. Not only got back on the court, he blocked a lot of shots, which helped this team become the NBA champ. And then, of course, probably one of the most well-known figures in the United States of America. It's a fellow that's hard to miss. A fellow Texan. Big Shaq. He scored his 25,000th point in his career last night, or recently, and we congratulate you for that. Last night. But he was an important figure in seeing this team to the championship. But as Coach Riley gave me, he said, just remember, the motto wasn't each star matters. The motto was 15 strong. In other words, it was a team effort that got these men here to the White House. They had the stars. Everybody knew who the stars are. But it was the capacity to play together, to put the team ahead of themselves, that enabled them to be here at the White House saying, congratulations, NBA champs. And I appreciate very much. So they asked Dwayne Wade, he was the fellow that was the Sports Illustrated man. He said, we did this together. In other words, he recognized, in spite of the fact that he had a fine series, that he couldn't have done it without his teammates. Pat Riley had a lot to do with this team playing as a team. A team requires a good, solid leader and convincing people to put the team ahead of themselves, and that's exactly what Pat Riley has done. I'd say he's accomplished. After all, he's won 7 NBA rings. That's all. But they asked him about this ring, and I think it's interesting what he said. He said, I would have traded them all for this one. He cares about this team. And obviously the players responded to his leadership. But what impresses me the most about the Miami Heat is their work in the community. That's what impresses me about them. I mean, I'm in awe of their athletic skills. Standing next to Shaq is an awe-inspiring experience. But I want to share some of the stories of these players and what they have done in their communities. Alonzo Mourning dedicated his entire salary from the Heat to charities that help low-income kidney patients and underprivileged youth. It wasn't 10%. I would suggest not popping up on every story. Because you're going to be tired. This is a giving team. Antoine Walker founded Eight Foundation, the Eight Foundation, to provide education and sports opportunities for any inner city kids in his hometown of Chicago. He came from Chicago. He's putting something back in the community from whence he came. Dwayne Wade has given a lot of his salary to his church. He donates basketball shoes to a youth sports program at his alma mater, which happens to be Marquette University. He founded Wade's World Foundation, which gives children educational and social opportunities, such as the chance to spend the day at Disney World. And then, of course, you got the big man, Shaq. He works as a reserve police officer with the Miami Beach Police Department. He gives new meaning to the phrase, the long arm of the law. Heat players volunteer their time in all kinds of causes, ranging from reading to drug prevention to youth basketball. This is a championship team on the court, and this is a championship team off the court, and it is my high honor to welcome to the White House as the NBA champs.
On behalf of the Miami Heat, we are honored to be here at the White House today with Mr. President Bush, and I've been here a few times. The last standing president that I was here with was a Republican, Ronald Reagan, so I am proud to be here today. I voted for the man. If you don't vote, you don't count. We want to present him with a number one Miami Heat championship trophy.
There you go.
On behalf of the Miami Heat and organization, we'd like to present you with this championship ball and say thank you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.